I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The rubber's about to hit the road. The truth or dare of who will get the blame as health insurance premiums go up for a lot of Americans, this heading into open enrollment. Some of the glimpses into the future are pretty shocking. Let's go through it. Millions of Americans are already seeing what their health care premiums might look like for 2026. Congress, as you know, is deadlocked over extending COVID-era subsidies for premiums. That fight has sparked the government shutdown. Democrats refuse to vote on funding the government unless it extends subsidies, while Republicans insist on separate negotiations. Democrats feel this is their only leverage now to get relief for people so they don't have to choose between health care coverage and paying for their mortgage. The official website, healthcare.gov, which is used in 28 states, is expected to post plan offerings early next week. But window shopping has already begun in almost all the remaining states that run their own marketplaces. What people are seeing is true sticker shock. The nonpartisan health policy group, KFF, says without the subsidies, Americans will be left with the worst year-over-year price hikes in 12 years. And that's when the marketplaces were launched. This year's average annual premiums are about $888. That will more than double to $1,904 next year, double plus roughly $200. In Georgia, some of the posted premiums are triple what people are paying now. Consumer Watch, an advocacy group, says literally people will have to choose between monthly premiums and mortgage. It says for a family of four earning $82,000, an annual premium of $7,000 this year for mid-range coverage will double. If that family earned at least $130,000, they may have to go from the $7,000 to $24,000. In Oregon, $28,000. In Vermont, $44,000. The advocacy group Georgians for a Health Future saying Georgia could lose about 340,000 people from its 1.5 million person marketplace. 340,000 people in Georgia forced to go without health insurance. So since this unfortunately will have to be solved, if it is solved, in the political world, and this is already a world where air traffic controllers are not getting paychecks, for example, because of that shutdown. Both sides are dug in, and this thing has been going on almost a month. Political fallout has already begun to reverberate. Most outspoken, GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. She has broken with her party, saying her constituents are being massively hurt. Those in her party say these programs were intended to help people be insured during the COVID pandemic and are just a band-aid for failure of the ACA. They say the subsidies are too generous and incentivize fraud. Democrats say when that band-aid is ripped off, it will be a deep wound, which will only get worse. Now, the longer this goes on, of course, the harder it will be to sort things out, even if the subsidies are extended. Again, they say the government shutdown is their only leverage for Democrats, and if they back down, Republicans will not extend those subsidies. So questions in the form of a blame game. Who are the voters going to hold responsible if something doesn't get done? How long can the shutdown last? Where is President Trump, the great negotiator? Does he not care about either the shutdown or people's health care? And what about all of us? Will health care suffer? And most important, will the collective health of all of us, Americans, deteriorate? Who and what makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.